This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a new law on the books in New York, as of last month, actually, that requires most companies to include salary ranges in job postings. Same thing in California as of the beginning of this year, and a handful of other states as well. They are aimed, these laws are, at reducing wage gaps, most particularly for women and people of color, and also just generally at creating transparency in the workplace. But as Marketplace's Henry Epp reports, not every company seems to want that.
It's been perfectly legal for most workers to discuss their compensation since the 1930s, thanks to the National Labor Relations Act. But it's only recently they've felt comfortable actually doing that, says Aaron Terrazas, chief economist at Glassdoor.
You know, it used to be that the rule of workplaces is you don't talk money or politics. Increasingly, that's out of date.
But every time Kestrel Swift brought up pay transparency with his manager, he says he got shot down.
The communication was always just like, yeah, I just don't think upper management is going to go for that.
Swift was a software developer at a company called Vermont Information Processing, or VIP. It makes digital tools for the beverage industry. When some of his coworkers decided to share their salaries anyway, he was excited. Here's how they tell it. In February 2022, Kestrel's colleague Caleb Noble was up for a promotion, and he wanted to get a sense of what other people in the same position were making. So he says he reached out to another coworker, Chris Bendel.
So I sent a message to Chris being like, hey, Chris, like, do you mind sharing your salary with me? It's okay if you do not.
Chris was happy to share, and he suggested they take it a step further.
Chris was like, okay, we should just make a spreadsheet so this is public to everybody at the company so that everyone has this information to be able to fight for their salaries.
They created a Google spreadsheet where employees could voluntarily share, anonymously if they wanted to, and they passed it to two coworkers, including Kestrel Swift, who passed it along to others, he says.
Within like an hour, it just totally took off.
About 30 employees signed on. But then the four guys noticed an icon at the top of the spreadsheet. A member of the company's upper management was lurking in the document. Chris Bendel was working from home at the time.
Within 30 minutes, you know, I'm sitting here at this desk I'm sitting at right now. My computer just shuts off. And I was like, oh no, I must have lost power or something.
He'd been fired. The other three spreadsheet creators say they complained about Chris's firing, and within days, they were all fired too. And they thought it was pretty clear. This was punishment for making and distributing that pay transparency spreadsheet. So they filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board. And this past summer, an administrative law judge ruled in their favor. He ordered VIP to pay damages and offer the four their jobs back. The company appealed that decision to the full NLRB. VIP's lawyer declined an interview request, but in its appeal, the company said it fired those employees in part because they disparaged a planned reorg and talked about quitting, not because of the spreadsheet. This kind of dispute is something that the wave of new state laws could prevent by requiring companies to list salary ranges up front in job postings.
And so you have now transparency not just between two coworkers, but also between firms.
Zoe Cullen is an assistant professor of economics at Harvard. She says these laws can have an effect within companies, too.
If a firm has to make public a salary range, then internally they will also have pressure to essentially stick to that range and potentially reduce pay gaps between two people.
But if those laws are going to work, job seekers have an important role to play, says Aaron Terrazas at Glassdoor.
Ultimately, I think kind of the enforcement mechanism here has to be job seekers and job candidates choosing, you know, to apply to companies that are transparent and not apply to companies that are not.
All four former VIP employees have found new jobs, and most of them have noticed a very different culture in their new workplaces, like Chris Bendel.
There's a large group of people at my company who have adopted the practice of putting their salary in their Slack subscription.
Slack being the messaging service a lot of companies use.
And it's as transparent as it can be. And when I saw that, I was like, this is awesome.
And there's no need to pass around a spreadsheet. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.